Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lamkin. Thank you for tuning in. Those who are discovering us for the first time, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can play it your way, solo, or as a challenge against others. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 90s, stage names, and 2010's chorus challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia and feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are going back to the time of Furbies and floppy disks. It's all about the 1990s. We have questions about 5 hit songs from that decade, and 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. Which country pop singer declared "You're Still the One" on a 1998 hit single? Question 2. The title of Nirvana's 1991 hit "Smells Like Teen Spirit" was inspired by what type of personal care product? Question 3. Sinead O'Connor's 1990 hit "Nothing Compares to You" was a cover of a song originally sung by what 80s music legend? Question 4. "Hey Jealousy" was a 1993 hit for which American band with a name that sounds like an alcoholic flower? Question 5. Which song by Swedish group Ace of Base was the biggest single of 1994, according to Billboard? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is stage names. It is no secret that many music stars decide to give themselves a jazzier name for their music career. In this round, we'll give you the real names of 5 music stars, and you need to guess who they are better known as today. To help you along, we'll also tell you a little bit more about them. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Question 6. Donna Gaines, a queen of the disco scene. Question 7. Farouk Bulsara, the lead singer of a classic rock band. Question 8. Austin Post, a singer and rapper who rose to fame in the 2010s. Question 9. Marvin Lee Adey, a theatrical rocker known for their lengthy songs. Question 10. Adam Wiles, a DJ, producer, and singer. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round. Round
Round 3.
Round 3 is 2010's Chorus Challenge. You're going to hear the chorus of some popular songs from the 2010s, and you need to see if you can identify them from just the lyrics. The catch is it's going to sound a little different to normal. You can get 1 point for correctly picking the song title, and another point if you can correctly guess the artist. Feel free to play these multiple times if you need to. Here we go. Question 11.
Baby, it's you. You're the one I love. You're the one I need. You're the only thing I see. Come on, baby, it's you.
Question 12.
Tell me, how's it feel sitting up there? Feeling so high but too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up there. Name in the sky. Does it ever get lonely?
Question 13.
I knew I loved you then, but you'd never know. 'Cause I played it cool when I was scared of letting go. I know I needed you, but I never showed. But I want to stay with you until we're grey and old.
Question 14.
Taken away to the dark side, and I want to be your left-hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat because you're going to sing the words wrong.
Question 15.
I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you said, sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
That is all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this ad break to tell you all those answers. And welcome back. You have waited long enough, and the answers are coming your way. First up, it's the hits of the 90s. Question 1. Shania Twain declared You're Still the One. The track was written with her then-husband, Mutt Lange, as people didn't take their relationship seriously due to a large age gap. Question 2. Deodorant. Teen Spirit was a popular deodorant brand aimed at teenage girls. Kurt Cobain's friend Kathleen Hanna wrote on a wall that he smelt like Teen Spirit. He didn't know about the product at the time. Question 3. Prince. Nothing Compares to You originally appeared on the 1985 album by Prince's band The Family. Question 4. Gin Blossoms got a hit with Hey Jealousy. Their band name was actually inspired by a caption they saw in a 1950s book on Hollywood. Question 5. The Sign by Ace of Base. The track spent 6 weeks atop the charts in the USA. Continuing on to round 2, stage names. Let's reveal their identities. Question 6. Donna Gaines is best remembered as Donna Summer. Question 7. Farouk Bulsara is better known as Freddie Mercury. Question 8. Austin Post is Post Malone. Question 9. Marvin Lee Aday, or sometimes Michael Lee Aday, is best known as Meatloaf. And question 10, Adam Wiles changed his name to Calvin Harris. For our final round today, you were looking to guess the 20 tense hits from just the chorus lyrics. Remember, you can get 1 point for a correct song title and 1 point for a correct artist. Here they are. Question 11, that was Love on Top by Beyoncé. Question 12 was Without Me by Halsey. Question 13, Say You Won't Let Go by James Arthur. Question 14, Riptide by Vance Joy. And our final one today, question 15, Someone Like You by Adele. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram, at Pop Puzzle Trivia, for the latest updates and pop music trivia. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.